Baisa, the Shia tonight is being sponsored by the Gurowitz and Silverstein Mishpachas, the Lishmas Morat Zara Bas Reb Shmuel Shloime Aliyah Shalom, and also by Chizzy Lomberg, Lishmas Bela Etel Bas Eliyahu. Huh? In honor of Chasana of Chaim Yehuda to Chana Kulik. Mazel Tov. His son.
The Rabbi Mishnayis. We took tonight is a whistle back in the Chiev Shkolim from the Neyud Yimushone, Shlehigil, the Esrim, and the Din from Koyanim, which is a Mach Koyanim Levium, seems to be a Machlekes Tanoim, Koyanim Levium, Machayim, in the Din Machzis HaShekel, and Hayoitzim Yizeb, Nigia Noshim, and then again the psak from Reb Kivega, which he says lefun rieta, then again tefillas musaf, that's the topic, and also then again pchusa mi ben esim, mason to befitzach, to send over a pochus mi ben esim to daven musaf for the tzibur, be moitzi the rabbim and be yedei tefillas musaf, and also a little bit I brought down in the ma'amir koymes, I brought down also the inyan from the Mekabel sein Amumma, if you Mekabel from Amumma, if he has a Chia Machza Shekel, if Amumma is Mitzdarev to a minion of Musaf, he bought he's not Shayach maybe to the Tefillah of Musaf, while a Korban is Minish Mekabel from Amumma, the Gemara Zog. That's the topic that we chose to speak about. On the Beza Hashem, Siyata Dishmai, I think we have a Shtikul Mahalach to, Abisum in Mayat Zayin, the Kushis HaAchroinim, on Reb Kiv Eger, and to take off maybe a nut, the Chiddush LaLocha, the Gabi Hochas Mi Ben Esrim, and to be Mazba also the Din of Mumma. The Mishnah and the Mishnah and Gimel ranked off the Din von Mime Mashkinin, there was a Din Mashkinin. On the Choyves Machzis HaShekel, there was a Din of Mimashkinin, which the Achroinim are mistapik. What's the Yisoid had Din of Mimashkinin? Means they took a Mashkin in order to get the Machzis HaShekel. Now, Sofik and Achroinim, what the Din of Mimashkinin is it because it's a Choyv? Machzis HaShekel is a Choyv. The Torah gave you, it's a mitzvah to give Machzis HaShekel. It's like a choiv moment. You owe Hegdish the money of Machzis HaShekel. So you could take a mashkin because there's a shib in the chosim on Machzis HaShekel. That's one way to explain the din of mashkin, because it's a shibud. As maybe the ksois is mistapik by tztoka. If there's a din shib in the chosim by tztoka, it's a mitzvah tztoka, but maybe it's also like a choiv. It's like you owe the money to tztoka, and you could even go collect from his nechosim. The Ktsais is mistapik by a shoita. A shoita, the you go collect from his nechosim on the mitzvah for the mitzvah stokin. If there's a sheep in nechosim, so maybe even by a shoita would apply that you collect from the nechosim. But this mashin is a suffix. Is it because it's a choiv, or because you're koifin ala mitzvahs? Yeah, the mitzvah has a din of koifin oisat shiroitzani, koifin oisat makin oisat. So maybe that's the din of Mimashkin. To Sofik in Minchas Chinuch and others, what the Yisoid HaDin of Mimashkin, is it because of the mitzvah itself or the Valsizdo HaShibut? Ich kum gelt, ich bin Abal Choyv. So Hegdash, Abal Choyv, you could take his money because it's a, like any other Choyv, that there's a Shibut in Nechosim in HaTeira when you owe money for Nizokin, you owe money for other Choyv. The Mishnah says, you're not memashkin noshim avodim uktan. So the Pasha de Pshat, you're not memashkin noshim because they're potter from the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. You're not memashkin them. The Mishnah later says, of course, if they give, if Noshim gave the Machzis HaShekel, even though they're not Mechuyim Mekablen Miyodim, as long as they give it over Litzi B'yof Yof. We'll go into that a little bit. They give it over Litzi. But you're not Memashkin Noshim Avodim, because they're potter from the Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel. Why they're potter from Machzis HaShekel, I guess, is not that simple. You could say because Koloival Pkudim, and they weren't Nifka, there was no Pkudim by Noshim, right? Koloival Pkudim. So the Rabbi Mishnah says a different reason. It's a posseg that's a mayit Noshim from the Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel. Some say the Miri, because it's a Mitzvah HaShekel Sazman Grom. That's not so posseg. That the reason they're potter from Machzis HaShekel, because Machzis HaShekel was given a certain time of the year, it was the it should be come in Chodshei Hashanah, and it should be given in time Mashmin al Ashkolim, so that the Trumas Halishka at Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So maybe it had a get of Zman Groma, because there was a Zman. Not so Poshit. We'll go into that. Yesh Lefalpul Bezeh, which we'll go into a little bit later, how you could maybe be Chaylak on that. Because some say it. Some say the part from Machzis HaShekel, the Meiri, but it's not so partial, because I see that other Rishonim say because of a Pasuk or because Kolei Vav Kudim. Akoponim Noshim are part from Machzis HaShekel, and Ktanim. Ktanim are also part of Ktanim are part of Ein Memashkinin Es HaKtanim. Not Memashkin Ktanim from Machzis HaShekel. What does it mean, Ktanim? That's a very big question, what Ktanim means. In the sugya, you learn the Gemara, it's a little bit of shal in the girsa of how you go over here with Beis Cyrus, not Beis Cyrus, Ad Ben Chof. So it's a whole question, what does it mean a cotton? Does it mean before the age of Amitzvah, before Beis Cyrus? Or does a cotton mean after Beis Cyrus, before he's 20 years old? You're not memashkin him, because why not? If he's not 20 years old, maybe you're not memashkin him on shkolim, different than other mitzvahs, that a cotton, a ben yud gimel shana, shehevi beis cyrus is chayiv b'chol hamitzvahs, but maybe not. That's a shaila in the gears over here. It's a machlekes between the Rav in Mishnayis. The Rav in Mishnayis says that a pochus in ben esrim is not chayiv in machzis HaShekel. Says the Rav. And the Hagoyis Hagro, it's not so clear that he's not chayiv at all in the mashkin in achyehei ben esrim. But others, the Rambam is pretty clear that the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel is like other mitzvahs, that it begins at Yud Gimel Shonim, like other mitzvahs, and even if he's Pochas Mi Ben Chof, the din is that he's Chayiv in Machzis HaShekel, like Shah Mitzvahs, either gifts and the Gemara is difficult, the Gemara says the Gemara's don't work out so well. Okay, as Dr. said, Sorachin, Agoyis Hagro, those Shitas is Sorachin, how they learned the Gemara, if they hold that a cotton over here means less than Ben Yud Gimel, but once he's Yud Gimel with Beis Cyrus, he has the regular din of a Godol Agabe Mitzvah Smachzis HaShekel. Now there is a technical problem, which I want to just mention it, I wrote down the Ksois Nema HaMekoymes, I guess I'm a Kum from your Yeshiva, Dafim Zovna Ksois Nema HaMekoymes, you know. Okay, but Machnish Dois. Anyways, what the Ksois handles, there is a shtickl problem. If you learn that a cotton means poches mi ben yud gimel, that's what the cotton of the Mishnah means, like the Rambam Shita, the regular godel is chayiv. The Mishnah says that ktanim that gave the shekel mikablen miyodim. You are mikabel from them, the machzis hashekel. So what's wrong? Mikabel, they gave, they want to also be part of. So the problem with that is that the Achronim all ask, it's not just the Ksais, it's Ma'orit in Reish Lamed Hei, and other Achronim as well, the Minchas Chinuch is Ma'orit the Shaila, the Hakim and Mikabel and Miyodan. So it comes out that, but they can't really be Makni, or cotton is not a Bakna. The Gemara says, don't give your Lulav to cotton on Yontiv Rishin, because if you give it to him and you'll be maknit, he won't be able to maknit back to you. Akodnish came back, no. So it'll come out that part of the money that was used to purchase the Kabbonis Tzibur, part of the money was not Michel Tzibur. And the din is a Korban Tzibur has to be purchased Michel Tzibur. All the money used from the to buy the behemoth and the Kabbonis has to be Michel Tzibur. And it comes out that the cotton's money that's in there is really not ours yet, because he can't be machnet min haTorah. Kann doch nicht machnet sein die Geld. So nimmt the korban sibas korv mishal yochin. And das ist ein din. A korban siba has to come from momen hatsiba. Das nicht kein momen hatsiba. How does it become momen hatsiba? That's a very good shayla. It's nicht mein shayla. Said that's the shayla of the shayla von dem ktsois and other achrayinim. But that's a technical shayla. How does it become a momen hatsiba? The answer to that probably is that a kinyan drabbanon, so it has to be a katmi drabbanon, can maybe be makne at certain age. Hapu'utais, mekhun mecha, memker memka. There's a certain age of a cotton that chazal misakin for him a kinyan. So a kinyan drabbanon maybe makes it afilu midaraisa, belongs to the tziba. Kinyan drabbanon mahani lideraisa. That's a very big lomdish shayla nachreinim. Right, some say that on right kinyan drabbanon. This person buys an esrig, right? Buys an esrig, and he didn't pay for it. Expensive. Didn't pay for it. So all he did was meshicha. Could be the meshicha's midrabbanon because midaraisa on a mekach he need kesef. Right? Could be midaraisa he need kesef. So is da. Achroinim the Machner Fine was Machmer on that. He said that if you buy an esrig, it should be Lachemi the Raisa, and you should not just do Mashiach, but you should pay for it before Yontif. I know some people mach with a check. I'm not going, that's not the shit tonight. But this is a Yontif, so an esrig shit. About Kulpanim, the concept the Machner Fine is saying is that a mitzvah the Raisa, in order that you need Lachem, it has to be yours. And if it's only yours with a kinyan derabbanon, maybe that's not considered like it's yours min haTorah. That's the whole. That's a big shalat avnei meluim and others. So it's avnei meluim. When they give your kinyan and isha with a kinyan derabbanon, there's certain kinyanim for kedushin that work midrabbanon, like my mitzloshtan. My mitzloshtan, the more speaks about in Gittin. If you makan an isha money through my mitzloshtan, so is she married to you midaraisa or not? Because I use the kinyan drabon. My mitzloshen works also takonis hacham. So I transferred money to her through a kinyan drabon. Is she married to me now midaraisa or not? So kinyan drabon, that's a shayla of kinyan drabon and is mahani lidaraisa or not. So the same, that's a big shayla. Ayin abni mumu simichav ches. You marry a woman with a kinyan of my mitzloshim, that's how you makna her the money, is she become my isha, mikudeshes min haTorah, or not. So what the achronim say over here, lefum rieta, like these rishonim, that a kotmi is less than 13, that a kinyan drabonon is mahani the deraisa. That's what you're going to have to say. If you mekabu miyodim the shekel, how does it become our shekel? Well, what do we do? The kotmi gave it, but it's his min haTorah. Midrabon, he was maknet because of the takonis chacham of pu'utais. But that takonis chacham maybe doesn't make it like momen hatsiba min haTorah. So, but unless you say, kinyan drabon mahani deraisa. I'm just finishing off. You'll ask me in a second. Unless you say that kinyan drabon makes it like it's ours min haTorah because of hefke bezen hefke. Hefke bezen hefke we learn from Sukkim. I know the Gemara speaks about, we had it in Shkol already. Right? Hefke bezen hefke. The Gemara goes into a shayla. Right, the Gemara brings down the pasuk. It's a little bit weiter. Goes into it, right? So mezogin hefke bezen hefke. And when do you say hefke bezen hefke? You do it on to sugi vegen them over here in shkolim. So that's an answer. Could be it doesn't help me in haTorah because the koyach of bezen to be mafke money, take money from people, is a koyach haTorah that gave him, and then it becomes momen hatsibur. Becomes momen hatsiba min haTorah, and that's the answer that the Ktsais gives, how you could be mekabel a shekel from a cotton if he's only a kinyan drabon putus, because even a kinyan drabon has this klal called hefke bezen hefke, which makes it ours min haTorah. That's what I'm just saying for a technicality. I'm sorry?
Why can't you just say when it's talking about being mekabel from a cotton, it's talking about a father who's giving it for his cotton? Can't be mashed in future years.
What do you mean the father's giving it? How did it become the father's?
A father gave on behalf of his.
That's a different Mishnah. So da etlecha Mishnayis shgolim is davar Hashem da asach Mishnayis. But you're right. That's another. It's in this. That's called the father gave for his son kol cotton his father gave, al yod yeshuv ein apoisik. You're right. That over there, there's no problem. That's the father giving his own money on behalf of the cotton. That's definitely. That's a different case. That's a cotton shehiskel ovav lishkel al yodei. The father gave on behalf of the cotton. The tata can get mingel. That's a bargain. So that's, we just answered a technical problem, and I want to say the. So the sheet, the chinuch sheet, a cotton's esrig.
Is the same solution according to that size.
If you have an eighth of Kenyan Drabon Mahani Deraisa. Right. It's a possibility. Right? It's not so simple. I'm only saying it for an eighth.
Yeah, but it says you shouldn't.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it because the Yod la Knuye. So you have an aura. Why can't it work with a Kenyan Drabon if he's in the age of Pu'utis? That's a good aura. I'm not answering it. That Gemara is saying a shreb. The cotton will be maknit back to me if he's a putis age. If he's a putis age, he'll be maknit back to me with a kinyan rabban, and he'll be helped with their eyes. The Rishonim, I think, is Gishal. So, the chinuch, what?
Why can't he can make the kinyan?
Can he own something? Can a cotton? A cotton has the ability to own something. What's the case where he owns money? That's your problem. That's a very good problem that you have. Now you're asking me, how can he own it? We're worried about him being machnit. How did he own it in the first place? So this is do I find him that a cotton could have a skiya? Some Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the beginning of Ben Seru Mer, it's a famous Tosfos, discusses that. How can a cotton own money min ha'terah? Either through Yerusha, or if he worked, he could own money min ha'terah. Working, Yerusha, das acheres machna, maybe. If it's das acheres machna, gave it to him. So there's numerous answers for your shayla. How can the cotton own money matter? We're worried about him being mapped in a money matter, and you're worried about him owning money matter, which is a good point. My answer is there's different ways that he could own money matter. The chinuch shita is the chinuch paskins like that. It's clearly in the mitzvah of the chinuch. Yeah, my says the chinuch in Kuv Hei Paskins that the chiyuv of machzis hashekel tak is only on a ben esrim. Mitzvah Kuv Hei from the minchas and the chinuch starts off right away. Sheit and kol echad miyisom mi ben esrim shonu v'mayla being only ben oshem machzis hashekel. He says clearly his sheet is like the Rav in Mishnayis and. Maybe others, it's not like the Rambam, which is not his derech, usually to say not like the Rambam, but he says the chiyuv is only from a ben esrim, and then he goes into what the money was used for, and he goes on weiter and weiter, but he says his chiyuv is only for a ben esrim. So the shaila is, very good, ben machlekes, a machlekes of Yishayim, if the chiyuv is from Yud Gimel, and or from ben esrim. So I saw that some say, Hagizan in Pardis Yosef, in his Pirish in Pashas Kisisa, he brings from others that said that if a ben Pachas Min Esim is potter from Machzis HaShekel, so maybe he would have a problem in being Chayv in Tfilis Musaf, and he can't daven for the Amid. He can't daven Tfilis Musaf for the Amid. He'll Zog Yibayetz from Pardis Yosef, b'shame others. They wanted to say such a thing. A pochus, if he's not chayv and machzis hashekel, he didn't have to join in the korban. He didn't have to participate with giving money towards the korban tziva. I'm going to explain what I'm saying. He didn't have to participate in giving the money. You don't have to participate in giving the money. Why not? Because you're not part of the korban tziva. You're not part of it. He didn't have to. So maybe he's like potter. It's like he's part of it. He doesn't have to give money. And potter from the tefillas. So now let me just backtrack a little bit. I said something now that if you're not chayv to give machzis hashekel, so maybe you're potter from who said so? Maybe you're potter from tefillas musaf. Why am I saying that? What am I basing that on? What does machzis hashekel have to do with davening musaf? Every year davens musaf shachris. The answer is it's geboy from Reb Kivega. I brought this Reb Kivega down the Mabel Kaimis. Kivega in a tshuva and Shulchan Aruch says. That a woman who doesn't have to give a machzis hashekel, so the Zokhtreb Kivega is in Shulchan Aruch, in a tshuva, he says, nearly, that since they don't have to participate to give the money of the carbon, Tfilis Musaf is b'mokoyim korban Musaf. Let's get that. Tfilis Musaf is in place of the korban Musaf. It's not like Tfilis Shachus, which is rachameh. Tfilis Musaf is b'mokoyim ha-korban. That's the whole takona of Tfilis Musaf. It's instead of the korban tziba of Musaf. So the one, that's klar. You don't say psukim of korban Musaf during Tfilis Musaf, you're not yetzir the tfilah. The tfilah is b'mokoyim ha-korban. Different than shachris, that women are chayv in shachris because it's rachmininu. Everybody needs rachmin. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos. Oh, but tefillas musaf is in place of the korban. So Kivegas says in the tshuva, women may be apotah from davening musaf, since they don't have to give machzis hashekel, they don't have to participate in the korban musaf, the korban siba, so they have no obligation to daven the tefillah that's connected the korban. You don't have to daven that tefillah which is connected to the korban, and that's what he's noita lahalocha in Shulchan Aruch and in his tshuvas.
So are they allowed to then?
Maybe they could. He doesn't go into that. Maybe they can daven their potter, but they can daven. Yeah, they can, because they could give shkolim also if they want. They could be potter. They could give shkolim. Mishnah says mekalim miyodim, but they don't have to daven tefillas musiv. That's what Reb Kivegas said. Listen carefully. This is Reb Kivegas. So what is, again, what is his svara? His svara is because the tefillah is connected to the korban. So this yid wants to say, this yid that brings to the chesed says, who adin according to Reb Kivegas svara, the same would be a pochas mi ben esem. A bocher pochas min esem. If you hold like these rishainim, that he's not chayiv in tvachtis hashekel, so this bocha pochas ben esrim, like svaras Reb Kiv Ega, will be potter from tefillas musaf. Very nice. So you can't send them over to the omid. I mean, Abisan esik for the gaboyim. Chesnish klor. About that's what he brings. So I was masbe two things. Reb Kiv Ega's sakluchar by noshim, and I said like the chinuch, someone wants to say, who adin a pochis mi ben esrim is also potter from tefillas musaf and can't be moitzi the ram, get up to be a shliach tzibah. That's what I said, and I was masbid because tefillas musaf is keneged the korban musaf. You don't have the korban, you're not chayv in the korban, you're not chayv in the tefillah. Though these two. The only thing is, Reb Kivegas never spoke about a pochas min esrim in this shul. He only spoke about noshim.
What the Rebbe is saying is that an isha can daven. So if an isha can daven, why can't if it's a rishus, so why can't the person be mighty every
time? I want you to answer. I want you to answer the question. Yeah, yidifrex the shah. Why can't he be mighty? A non bach yuva could be mighty. Somebody who is a bach yuva. I have high expectations of people. It's okay. Can a non-Bachiyuva be Moitzi a Bachiyuva? That's the answer to your question. Can an Isha be Moitzi with Kiyas Shaifa? Can an Isha be Moitzi with...
But
didn't answer my question.
Maybe
she can. The Mishnah state that we can. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Zaklau Kol Hachayev B'Dava Moitzi Rami Deichay Vosim. The Mishnah Slave Paragimul Rosh Hashanah Kol Mishachayev B'Dava Moitzi Rami Deichay Vosim. She can't be Moitzi. Ebed can't be Moitzi. Isha can't. A cotton can't be Moitzi. A cotton Isha Ebed can't.
If she gives, you're allowed to take it from her.
As the Mishnah says, you take it. Yeah.
If you take it from
her, so then
she's a
shooter
from the
court. But she didn't have to give. Abidish Mechuyev. Since she's not Mechuyev, Reb Kivegas Svaris, she's potter from giving, she's potter from the korban also, and she's potter from geben the machzah shekel, means she's in a way potter from the korban, and she's potter from the tefillah, which is connected to the korban. I didn't say anything complicated so far. No?
Controversial.
Yeah, but if it's not complicated, I don't think it should be controversial. Okay, we're going to get to the lamda shapat soon. We're getting there. This is, the vailam is ogazok pshat, al-kulponim, which Reb Kivegas held. Now there's groisa yidden that argue with Kivegas, and they have a big kash on him, and I think we have Be'ezah Hashem, something that I had this week with Harav Agon of Yitzchak Soloveitchik, who was visiting in America, a Rebbe of mine, and I'm going to say over something that he said to answer the Kasha, and then I'm going to say over something that I said to him. The Olam will decide. But I think what I said to him is a little bit better. I think I was founded in the stipend, that's why I'm saying that. And I think it's a little bit more miyashiv, the Kasha. I'll say it over, I'm not going to take any credit without doing it, without saying it over. The Amudei Or, the Sefer, Tshuvas Amudei Avavus, the Tshuva from Amudei Or, that is on Reb Kivega. He says, if you're right, Reb Kivega, that women are potter from Tfilas Musaf because they didn't have to give Machzus HaShekel. So he says, I have a big kasha. If you remember the Mishnah in the first parak still, the Mishnah says that Ben Bukhri held that a coin sheshekel ain't a choyte. A coin who gives a Machzus HaShekel is not a choyte. Means he doesn't have to give it. But if he gives it, he's not a choyte. This man, the Yoma, holds a coin and a levy. Rishonim say, Tosfos says, who had in a levy, doesn't have to give Machzus Hashem. That's the Shitas Ben Bukhri, not like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who's Choylik on him, but he holds that a Kohen doesn't have to give Machzus Hashem. Why doesn't the Kohen have to give Machzus Hashem? Also a good question. You have to give, the Gemara says, Koloivar Lapkudim, Levim, Shevet Levi wasn't part of the Pkudim. That's a simple reason why a Kohen doesn't have to give Machzus Hashem, because they weren't included in the Pekudim. Kol Oivin, that's like the other Jerusha, Kol Oval Yamsuf. Everyone remembers the Gemara and the Gimel Mebeis, Kol Oival Yamsuf, Kol Oival Pekudim. So the Ben Bukhri Shita is that a Kohen and a Levi doesn't have to give Machzus HaShekel. The Machloik is Tanoim, so the Amudeya says, I don't understand something. According to Europe, Kivega, so they don't have to Dal Musaf either.
What's wrong?
Maybe. So Ebreng is the Amudei Or, if you can't have this learn in Shas. Ebreng Terai is as the Levium, Ebreng from Levium was some Gedabin. I think he meant to say that they davened and they were Moitzi Acher. That's what he means. Amudei Or in Zain Shuvah. You can take a look in the Tshuva if you want. It's not a long Tshuva either, but he brings down Teich Hadvom in Simon Zayim. Bring to Arop, bring to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya is given a levy. And he says that, and the Gemara in Sukkah is pretty clear.
Maybe he held up.
Wait 1 second. I'm coming to what you're saying, and then to what I'm coming to. The Vayla Zogich Iba Kushyas Hagoin Amudei, or how can it be Rabbi Kiveg is right of a Kohenim like this man, the Omar, is also part of Machzus HaShekel. So what are you going to say? That they don't have a chiv to daven musav, because tefillas musav depends on the korban, which they didn't have a chiv to participate with giving a Machzus HaShekel. Thus is the kasha from one of his ike kashas on the Kiveg, is from that din that we find that Levium definitely daven musav. Then he brings another kasha on the Kiveg by Isha. Tosfos says in Zvachim, Lentish yet zvachim. So there are different shinui bailim of kosher. Shinui bailim. Tosfos says in the Abdal in zvachim that there's no shinui bailim by a korban siba. You can't. There's no shinui bailim because who are you going to think of? Who's the shinui bailim of a korban siba? Agoy. Agoy is nishkei mechuyev kapor. That's not called the shinui bailim. Azoy zok Tosfos the Abdal in zvachim. Not shayach shinui bailim by a korban siba. Frekt air. As Luchair, of course, it's Shashini Bailam. Anisha? Koyim. Koyim, yeah. Bukhari. Anisha, Zainashini Bailam by a Korban Siva. Because the Rav Kivega says she's Potter. She's Potter. Well, Korban is not called a Mechuyiv Kapora. Shini Bailam could only be to somebody who's a Mechuyiv Kapora Kamaisa. Sorry, that's why a Goy is not called a Shini Bailam. Because a Goy is a Mechuyiv Kapora Kamaisa. So that's a kasha, that's a shene kasha from Kivega. How you talking that Reb Kivega says that a woman is potter from Tfilis Musa because she's potter from the korban. She's potter from the korban, so it's shah shene bailam. So what's the pshat in them? What's the pshat in them? That's the two kashas that we're asking on Reb Kivega. So as I said before, I presented these kashas to Rav Agon of Yitzchak Soloveitchik, because I had a pshan.
Both hand was the Rebbe Zochtef Mayim Shat. Okay? But first, Nachman Ham was Rav Soloveitchik had gezogt. He said to me that he doesn't have a teretz offhand, but he's going to think about it, so he thought about it. Thought about it for a minute. So, Ichelzom was at gezogt. Well, listen carefully. So he says to me, you know, even if they didn't participate in the korban with the money, with the Machzis HaShekel, but they still have a din of Mevim Es HaKorban. It's still, the korban is still shayach to them. So he said, because they are makrivim of the korban. Koyanim is endoch makrivim. So I said to him, yeah, but they said, Dona Etloch HaKoyanim was in the makriv of the korban tobin. You don't have the whole Shevet Kohuna being makriv of the korban. So he says, nein, das ist nicht schwer. The ganze Shevet Kohuna is makrivim of the korban. They're all called makrivim. So what does he mean to say? So they're all like shayach to the korban. They're all chayiv in the korban, because how are they shayach to the korban? Because they also bring the korban by being makrivim.
Shlicha
de rachmona to makrivim. He said shlicha de rachmona. So shlicha. Then we hold their both. So then I asked him like Reb. So I asked him like Reb Mendel's asking. I said, what has to get entered for levim? I asked him that question.
Was
ich der Singen? Eulam jetzt. Eulam hat mich haben gewendet zu dem Schir von der Abjitzur Salvech. Those are the two things that he said to me, that the Koyen und Levim haben das Scheiches zu den Korben, sie bringen, ist der singt, der ist Makri, wir haben das Scheiches. Sie haben das Scheiches zu den Korben. So that's what he said. Ich komme nicht dort zu Dingen sich auf Erleben. Ich habe gehört, das hat er gesagt. Ich sage, der Eilam ist Maskim. Aber er ist nicht Maskim. Was fragst du?
They're
not Beilam for the Korb. Er sagt, ich kenne Beilam. And they're not Mechuyiv. They're not Mechuyiv. I'm Makriv a Korb and I'm Makriv it for whoever it is. But I'm not really Mechuyiv. It's not my Korb. And ich kenne Beilam. So how does it help the Svara that they are in general Makrivim of the Korb? Generally speaking, they are makrivim. I became bailam from the korban zenizenish. If they're not bailam of the korban, so how can that answer the kash? Levim zenizichanish came bailam from the korban. They sing in the shir, that's a good zah, a shayne zah. But how does that make them for balei hakorban to zogen as is in chayiv? Chayiv in the korban? Or memel zen ze chayiv in tfilis musav keneged the korban? I'll explain what you're saying and what we want to say to answer the kasha and the difference between Noshim, Koyanim, and Ketanim, Bnei Hochasim, Ben Esr. So I wanted to say like this. Listen carefully. I think it's a Pashit Dezach. And I think a little bit bin ich mechaben zu Ashir von dem Steifel going in Zvochem. I called my son yesterday, I told him I have to say Ashir. So he says, take a look in the Steifel in Zvochem. So, Baruch Hashem, that was a good move. And so I think he's saying the same word. Achol Moisev zayn abissel zayn reid, was mir gebolt sagen. I think it's the right way. And I saw a siyua also from Divrei, the Bar Tanur in Mishnayos. See you to what we want to say. The Rav says, the Mishnah says that you're not memashkin a koyin. You're not memashkin a koyin mipnei. Mipnei darkishol. So the Mishnah says that's what the Mishnah says, and darkishol. And I guess you're soimich that they'll give the shekel, and the Rav like sue. That even if they don't give the shekel ultimately, that's Ben Bukhri, there's the possible last one. I'm explaining they will come to that also. What Ben Bukhri, after I say the terrorists will come to that. But the Rav says something very interesting. He says in that Mishnah that Neidaki Shalom, he says, Montanish from, you know, the old Mon from Kayanim is Daki Shalom. If you shall avoid this hakobonis aleihem, cholkel them covid, megit say covid. V'soim chem aleihem shelo yakfu. V'soim that they won't be ma'akid the machtashem. Zokte v'inami yakfu v'lo yitnu, bez masna aleihem sheyi alehem. Even if they end up not given, Leib bez masna, that they should have a chelik in the korban anyways. Why? Chelif avidosam. Chelif avidosam. They deserve it since they service us. Like the Pasuk says that a lot of them. Chelif. Not Chelif. Chelif. In return for the avoida that they do for us. Chelif. It's a positive, right? Chelif avidosam. Zeytun dach avoida fa'un. So they deserve. Yeah, like you did, just like you pay salaries from the Chumas Halishka, you paid certain salaries. So he says that you did that courtesy for Kayanim, who even if ultimately did not end up paying, but Bezn was Masna, that it should become their moment somehow. Bezn Masna has to give Bezn, Bezn Masna, it became their moment. And they had a chelik in the korban anyways, because the lay best must. That's what the Rav says in the Madiyom, that Koine Machayev, he's going back to Koine Machayev. So, the kids, what I want to use the Rav, and the Vot was Mevilm Zogin, is that Koyanim are different than women, different than Noshim. Koyanim are potter from giving. They don't have to give the money. But they have the din of the Korban. It's a Korban Siva. And a Korban Siva includes Koyanim Levim Yisrael, Al Zenin Siva. Koyanim Levim, they're chayiv in a Korban Siva. They don't have to give the money. It's as if we take care of it for them. We take care of it. Don't give the money. We'll do it for you. You deserve it, maybe. I don't know. Only there is a time in the crop. But it's we do it for you. It's just a tour from the Nesina, from paying the money. But the Korban is a Korban Siva. A Korban Siva is the Ganset Siva. Koyanim, Levim, Yisrael are all called the Tziba. Maybe women are not called Tziba. We know that Noshim are not called the Tziba. So it's the Koyanim. It's the Koyanim's Korban. It is a Korban Tziba, and it's their Korban also. How did it become their Korban? Because we do it for them. We give them the moment. We give them the Chelik, and it becomes a Korban Tziba. And that includes the Koyanim. Their whole tour is, you don't have to shell out the money. That's not given the Geld. We do it for you. You deserve that we do. You, the Kainim and the Levi, both Kainim and Levium. The Hustan Korban, it's your Korban Tziva, because you're part of the Tziva. You don't have to give the money. That's a Kain and a Levi. And Isha, it's not her. She's not the Bible of the Korban. She's not just, she doesn't give the money. We don't give it for her either. It's a Korban Tziva. She's not the Tziva, maybe. She's not the Tziva. She doesn't have to be the Tziva. Not mechuyev in the korban tziba, anoshim in ish tziba. She has a kapor. Maybe the Eibishter gives everybody a kapor for korban tziba. But whose korban tziba? It's a korban tziba from koyanim levim Yisrael. Nish noshim. That's good. That's good. They didn't give money to the eagle, so they don't need a kapor. See, that's nish kein kapor. That's good. I don't know. I hear. Someone said maybe they potter because of that, because they didn't give the zov. They didn't give the zov from that, so they don't need a kapar. But kabonis, I mentioned dafin kaporis. I'm saying that they could be to have a kapara without being the Eibish, the Gitzi, a Kapora from a Korban Siba, even if they're not the Bail Mamish of the Korban. There is such a thing from a Kapora Mikufia, where you're not Mamish the Bail of the Korban, and you still get a Kapora from the Korban. That's sorry. You know, there's a lot of things that were brought with the Machzis HaShekel. You know, all those things that we're going to say, a woman doesn't need any Kaporas. The women are very happy to hear that, but I'm not so sure it's right. Noshim Tzidkoni said, "Bischus Noshim Tzidkoni bet min zayn nigel oichet." But I'm not so sure. Not here. But here, this is the terrible. What?
Maybe he's talking about his wife.
And what do you mean to say? Okay, that's for the second part of the drasha. Come to that. Second part. The Maisa, that's the word I was saying. The Stipler Lake Tzuev. This is a Migabal Zogin. That is the Kayan is a Bailam on the Korban. Aveta Bailam. He becomes a Bailam without giving the money. Anosh, women is different. Women are important. The Stipler Lake Tzuev. says, of course, kind of a chayv in a korban tzibah. Let's say there's not enough money to buy the behemoths. And the bezin goes looking around, we need money. We need money to buy a korban. Does the kohen have to give money? He does. Why does he have to give money? Because he's chayv in the korban. That's the answer to the shayla. The kohen is about the chayv in the korban tzibah. You come around, you make a collection to buy a korban tamid, and you'll knock on the door, he says, I'm a kohen. Very nice. In fact, give him not aliyah, but give me the money. We need money for the korban. If you need money for a korban tzibah, you're going to ask it from the kohen also, even though he's not chayv in matzah shek lipet bukhmi.
Noshim
Nak.
If you knock on their
they'll give you the money, they'll send you to the husband, whatever it is. But they're not, they won't be mechuyev. Right. They won't be mechuyev to give you the money. Don't bother me. It's not my chiyev. It's not a korban that I'm mechuyev. When we do chesed, Ken's bet chesed. But from a kohen, it's not chesed. It's a chiyev. It's your korban, and your responsibility for the korban is there, even though you don't give machzis hashekel, which we take care of you. That's the way I'm saying it. We take care of you, like the Rav says, "Benigya, daki shalom, chelif avidos." That's the Yisoy, and I think it answers Roy v'dekashas. So one more vort also. What does it answer, Shal? Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm stelling it
so. They have a chiyuv.
Yeah,
they have
chiyuvs, and we stel tzu for that. You're right. You're right. He's going to be Yechon Zah. And I'm stelling tzu that there's such a svar of chelif avidosim that maybe that Ben Bukhri holds that's the ged of kayanim. Bichlar. That's what I'm telling to them. And Bukhri holds, Yedem al Koinis Pot. Now, Ben Bukhri, that's the answer to the Shabbat. What I ask is this, so, Kivegan never said, Pochus mi ben Esim, Gezach jetzt efshendingen of the Padus Yosef's Hanoch. Kivegan said that a woman is Potter from Tfilis Musa. That's all he said. He didn't say anything about someone 13 years old, less than 20. So, because there's a very big difference. The person that's less than 20 is like the Kohen and the Levi, maybe. He's also part of the tzibah. If you're 13 years old, you're part of the tzibah. You don't have to give the money. You don't have to give the money if you're less than 20. That's what we're saying. But you're part of the tzibah. He's 13 years old. He is part of the tzibah for Kabbalists. He's not like an Isha. So he is chayiv, but Kvega never mentioned him. And who are dinner coin is also chayiv to Davin Musaf, and the Amude Oskash is not shver, that Yeshua and Hananiah was a Levi, and he was Moitzi b'tfilis Musaf. And of course a Levi and a coin, even a coin to Ben Bukhri is chayiv and tfilis Musaf, because they are chayiv in Korban Tzibah. They are chayiv, even though they didn't give Machzis HaShekel. Or b'sezeh Korban, says a Korban Tzibah is for ganz klal Yisrael, koinim levim Yisrael, even a pochus mi ben esim shon. It's only by a isha that Rav Ki Vega said that her din is different. Her ptur is a hotnish. She doesn't have the chayvus korban tzibah. She doesn't have the chayvus. She has a kapora maybe from korban tzibah. Eibush does mezaka her with a kapora in the korban tzibah of klal Yisrael. Hatzia kapora. So that's the answer also to the kasha from Shinui Bailim. They ask the Kashem Kivega Shinui Bailim. What do you mean there is Shinui Bailim? If you think for an Isha, Shinui Bailim. Answer, she has a Kapora from the Korban Tzibah. Even if she's not the Bala Korban, but she's a Bailim of Kapora. So maybe it's not called Shinui Bailim. That's what I'm saying. Even if it's only that type of Kapora, but for Shinui Bailim, as long as she gets a Kapora, it's not called a Shinui Bailim. She's a Bailim the Gabi Kapora. That's my answer to the Kashem from Tesis as well. She's also somewhat bailam legabi kapor, not the momentous of the korban, but she's an iskapa. She's an iskapa from the. And now we come to Nochasha. Like we spoke about Ben Bukhri, that he held that it can't be. We have to give a shot. This dalem didn't even ask me this kasha. Dalem's giving me an easy time tonight. I don't know what it is. They're giving me an easy time because Ben Bukhri brought a raya. If my yisoid is right, so what was Ben Bukhri said that the kainim would derish a pasuk for themselves. He said that, you know what, if we have to give machzis hashekel, so how can it be? It says, kol minchas koyin, kol will tear. A minchas koyin is totally burnt. There's no eating. So what happens to the shtei alechem? What happens to the minchas ha'oimah? If we have to give machzis hashekel, so it comes out it's a minchas koyin. If it's a minchas koyin, so how do we eat it? So it's a right, we don't have to give machzis hashekel. That's what Ben Bukhri said. So, let's say over the lashon. Koinim doshim mikra zela atzman. But he said that that's what they're dairish. He's talking about Ben Bukhri's din is they were dairish this pasuk la atzman. So the Eilim didn't ask me a kasha. So according to what I'm saying, so it's still a minchas koin. It's still a minchas koin. If I'm saying that a koin is part of it, he doesn't have to give the money, but he's part of it. It's a korban siba. So what's the answer? So it's vayta minchas koin. So what did Ben Bukhri say? Don't give the machtza shekel. Very good. Don't give the machtza shekel. But I'm saying he's part of it anyways, even if he doesn't give the money. Is that a kasha? It's a different. No, it's not a shver. It's not shver. Because it makes a difference. If my money is in there, if my money is in the carbon, or it's just the carbon tziva, and I'm part of it because I'm part of the tziva, it makes a difference. That's what I'm answering. It's not called a minchas koin just because it's a carbon tziva, and I'm part of the tziva. It's not a minchas koin. But if I give a shekel, and my shekel is in the carbon, so then maybe he held it should be called a minchas koin. If I gave the machzah shekel. So you'll tell me, what kind of aid is that? Where's my machzah shekel? You look at the carbon, where's my machzah shekel? So the Eilim gedenkt a Gemara. Gemara brings down here, as Rebbe Gamliel, so based on Gamliel, what did they do? They stood over here, they stood by the
turret.
It seems like they knew how to throw it. Yeah, when I do that, it doesn't work. But they... If I still have some work.
That helped, Mars Mishnah. He helped it out.
What the term helped him.
The
scooper. So you see from over there that they wanted their shekel should be in the carbon. They wanted that their shekel should go. It's going to be a carbon siva anyways. Let's say your shekel didn't get picked up in the truma. So you're not part of the carbon siva? Of course you're part of it.
That's all I call the nachasriya.
But I'm saying that to be called a minchas koyin, and for the mishayla, it is a carbon siva, but it's not a minchas koyin. If I don't give this shekel, it's not a minchas koyin. It's a carbon siva, that's something else. If I give the shekel towards the carbon, then maybe it's called a minchas koyin. I'm going to explain myself in a second. That's what I'm saying, to answer the Mishnah. They didn't ask it on me. If I'm saying it's a carbon siba for Kehanim also, and here Ben Bakri says it should be called a Minchas Kayin. That's his whole point. If I have to give up, there's a difference if you gave the shekel, or you're just part of it because you're part of the tziba, and it's a moment hat tziba, it's a carbon hat tziba. That's what I'm answering on my shayla, and I want to back it up with one last thing. But one last thing before that. I put down on the Mar Mekaymis, I put down a Rebitzel Ponovich. It looks good. I say, Chayitza. No, Mama. The Elam should go away. This is not Mitkireta, Stipla, Mitkireta, Amudei Or, Mitabkiv Ege, Mitazei Chayitza. So good. So good. So Mach Lebedik. Teredav Zain Lebedik. So Rebitzel Ponovich brings from the Rogat Shabbat. And I see the Minchas Chinuch has a similar Shaila. We mentioned before about a Mumma. A Mekablam is Nish Mekablam Akom from a Mumma. So the Rogat Shava wanted to say, I think Rabbi Yosef Rosen, as I bring to Rabbi Sulpanovich from Rabbi Yosef Rosen, he said they wanted to say that you can't be mitzara for mumma to a minion for Tfilas Musaf. Wanted to say that you can't be mitzara for mumma to Tfilas Musaf. Because he has no shaykhs to the korban musaf. You don't accept the korban from the mumma. Mikem lahoitzias hamumma. The Gemara zok nechulin. You don't accept the korban. From agoy nepen yer korban. Ish yishal rabbi zakim. A mumma you don't take a korban. A mumma you don't take a korban. So he says. What? It's a good question. It's a good question. From a mumma, the Gemara said you don't take from a mumma machzah shekel. You have a raya. You have a raya. You don't take from a mumma. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah kuf hey. I said now the Rogat Shavuos said that you can't be mitzarif a mumma with tefillas musaf because you're not mekabel a korban from a mumma. So I guess he means to say that the mumma is not part of tefillas korban musaf. So he's not shaykh to the tefillas musaf. He's not part. That's a good shaykh. There's an answer shaykh because he's mechuyev kapar because he could do tshuva. That's a good shaykh. I answered you with the Rebbe Sulpanovich answered. But the minchas chinuch Like the more brings down in Pesachim that the person who can do tshuva is called mechuyev kapar because all he's not mechusa ma'isa, just has to do tshuva. The Minchas Chinuch says like this: Nistapachti amumul avayde zor lechal Shabbos. You're not mekabel nedarim nedarvus from them. Not mekabel even from a different type of mumah. Are you mekabel shkolim? Do you take shkolim from a mumah lechal Shabbos? So he says a goy, he's worse than a goy in your kabbonis, ushkolim hutzerech kabbonis ain't a chayiv. I can't believe he says it. He says that a mum is not chayiv in shkolim. The easy way out. It's much better. A mum is a potter from shkolim. I'm reading the words of Minchas Chinuch. Ain't a chayiv in shkolim because what are you giving shkolim for? To be part of the korban? To tzerech hakabbonis, but we don't take kabbonis. It's not really called your korban. Not going to work for you. Let's say he gave it. Maybe you do take it. Maybe you do take it. If he gave it, maybe you do take it. A goy, you don't take it from. Goy in kusi. A mumim. Dalam, here's what's going on here. Rabbi Suponovich says, what do you mean? A mumim, you don't mekabel a carbon of a mumma. A carbon yochid. This is a carbon siba. What does a mumma have to do with carbon siba? A carbon siba you could take from a mumma. He's part of the tziba. A mumma, you're not mekabel a carbon, his carbon, a carbon mumma. A yochid brings that carbon. He's a mumma. You don't take it from him. But a carbon tziba, that's what the Reb Itzel Panovitcha argues on the Rogatchev. He says, what do you mean? Of course, it's a carbon tziba. It's not like a carbon yochid. What is a mumma? A mumma is also part of the tziba. And the mela, you mekabel from him, it's chayiv in shkolim, it's chayiv in musiv. You can bring him into your minyan if you have to. You can bring him into your minyan for musiv if you have to. And he argues on the Rogat Shabbat, and I see that Lechari is arguing on the Minchas Chinuch as well. He's arguing Minchas Chinuch. He says a mumma, when it comes to korban siba, is different. Well, mumma is a din in his korban. He's called the Bailam. So then, ein mekablon min hamuma. A muma is possible for Pesach. More lensman pasuk. It's a pasuk. Yeah, a muma is possible for Pesach. Kol arul kol benecha lo yechabo. Arul benecha. We don't know if he's a muma. Then he changes. That's a sugi about that. What? No, not necessarily. By Pesach, it's a pasuk. So the element here's the shaila. This is an interesting thing. We spoke about Isha. We answered with the Chakira. What the Gedda of the Toishin? I think we answered the shaila. But what's this thing with Mumma? So I want to ask you a shaila. What does it mean a Korban Tziba? Havisha. Korban Tziba is something different. It's a Korban. It's a Tziba Dike Geld. Or Korban Tziba is like another way of saying a lot of Shutfin. A tziba is a lot of shutfin, a million shutfin. Or korban tziba is something else. It's an entity of its own. Korban tziba, like you had tfusas habayis. The word that I'm learning to go with tfusas habayis is not like a shutfin. There's such a new entity called. What is a tziba? A tziba is many shutfin, or a tziba is an entity of its own. It's a korban tziba. Some claim that maybe has to do with the shayla of the rugged shava. And these yin, if a carbon sieb is just a shutfis of whole klal yisrael, so it's called a carbon mumma, right? Because it's a shutfis. I can't be a shutfis in the carbon. I can't be not mekabel a carbon. But if it's a new thing, if it's a new entity called a carbon sieba, so that's not called you being mekabel a carbon from a mumma. It's a sieba dike geld. A sieba dike carbon is different than shutfis. That's what I was claiming.
The Tainer the Kahanim is a Korban Shutfa.
Yeah, that's what Ben Bukhri Tainer. Right. The answer to Ben Bukhri is as a Korban Siba. That's good for the answer to Ben Bukhri. It's a Nishke Minchas Koyin because it's a Korban Siba. And a Korban Siba is not a Minchas Koyin, it's a Tziba girl. So the Maaseh is, I just want to end off with, as I reminded myself, Rashi and Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Takrivu as Korbanchem, by an oil it says, Takrivu melamed sheshnayim misnatvin. Sheshnayim. Korbanchem melamed that the tziva brings oilus kitz hamizbeach. That's what Rashi says in Parshas Vayikra. Ramban said, I don't understand, so what's the difference, two people or everybody? Rashi says, Takrivu means two people could be menadav v'shutfis a korban oil. Takrivu, Lashon Rabbah. Korbancha means that Tziba could bring the oilis kitz hamizbeach from the leftover of the lishka, shiori lishka, they bring oil. So what's the difference between two people and Klal Yisrael? That's what Ramban is on Rashi. What's the difference? Takriva said two people could bring a korban b'shutfis, an oila, b'nedov. So in whole Klal Yisrael brings it, so it's more shutfin. Nish zvei shutfin, 100 shutfin, 1000 shutfin. That's what Ramban is on Rashi. So I see from Rashi that shutfis and tziba is two different things. There's such a thing as a korban shutfis. That's one pasuk. Takrivu. You could bring an oila b'shutfis. Then there's another pasuk, korbanchem, that says you could bring an oila for the tziba as a korban tziba. That needs a separate pasuk. So there's tziba money, there's a tziba korban, there's shutfis. Mumma is pasul for a korban if it's a korban mumma, but if it's a korban tziba, and azay is machriya Rebbe Zulpanovicha, that avada mumma is a chayiv, as chayiv in shkolim, he's chayiv in musaf, he's whatever the din is a gabi tziruf, because it's a korban tziba. It's not just a korban of der yid mit der yid, and he's a mumma. You don't take a korban; it's an andere zach. It's a korban. It's a korban shel tziba. Ich agende jetzt the chelak halacha, and I'm really supposed to finish now. It's 9:15. Have to say something. To say something. Yeah, I must say something. Yeah. I'll say something. So I answer. We said that is also daimet to koyanim, which the pshat is, they are chelik of the tziba, and the same svar we said from the stipla, we wanted to say that you would zicha money, if you don't have enough money for a korban, you come to a 13-year-old boy, his zicha has to give you and help you out, because he's chayiv and he needs it, see, he's part of the tziba. It's only women that Reb Kiveg himself only spoke about noshim. He didn't mention these other things. That's what the Teretz was mezugin, because noshim is nit, they're not part of tziba, even if they have a kapar. Remember that we said that even if they have a kapar, it's because the Eibishter gita mensh a kapar mikufya from a korban tziba. What am I going to say? No, I have to be honest that today I made a takone at my shul. I'm going to say what a takone. I shouldn't get frightened because I'm not the rav over here. I'm only a visiting same yeshia. I'm going to say what I said at Takon in my shul today. So that Shaykh is with the Pashul, but I don't know who. Me at Takon, we had a meeting this week with he sat with Rabbi Yitzhak Shainan, Itnoch Yidin, and a Yid from 90 plus. And we sat there at wee hours of the morning. I think I got home. It's 12:15, I got home. And we were discussing different problems, the Kal Yisrael, the younger generation. You got to worry about the older generation also, right? But we spoke about that, spoke about the internet and all those things, and came up with this thing that was mentioned that suggests, but I said as a policy from here on in, that from the time somebody enters the shul until he leaves, his cell phone should be shut off. So that was the policy that I instituted as of today. It came out of that meeting that it's not enough that the cell phone is on vibrate, and it's not even enough that it's on silent. So I told them, you know, when it's on silent, it meant a severe lichting when it's on silent. And you think the cell phone's lighting up, but that's choshech. Is the or, and the cell phone is a choshech. So I told them that it doesn't help to be on silent, doesn't help to be on vibrate, and any of those type of things. I know the cell phone went off a few times. I'm not coming to I'm coming to say over something that I said today. That's all. Which I think is a dove yoshev or holiness. Whether the Elam fears it, I endure to other places by its dove yoshev or hogim. Spoke about Kedushas Beis Haknesses, covered Beis Haknesses, and all those things. And that was the side of the Takona. Als covered at Torah, als Kedushas Hamokim, Sadereis Dikedin, Mikdoshi Tiro, applies to Batik Nesias, Bizman Azeh. I think people would think twice if they were in the Mokim HaMikdash. I think they would probably think twice. It's HaMikdash, Moira Mikdash, and all those things, we would probably wouldn't consider so much that it's an option to leave your cell phone on just in case they get a very important phone call.
And I said, Rabbi Leizer Ginsburg, my entire Yidid, Rabbi Goyen of Leizer Ginsburg, said you could say over this thing, Barabim, as well. He said that President Bush was at a meeting with Orthodox Jews, and during that meeting, someone's cell phone went off. So President Bush says to the person the following. He says to him, obviously, you have a very important call. Go outside and take it. So he said that, I don't know, seriously? I'm not sure how he said it. Seriously or not, but that's what he said. So we don't want Rabbi Nachum to say, oh, you have a cell phone going off. You're dismissed. Go take the call. I guess that's what he said I should say over Barab. But that's, say that. But the point is one point. As Beis HaKnesses is the one place that we have an opportunity to abyssal get. So then a yid should be niskadish ktsas. So you have the opportunity of kedushas hamokim, of a mokim beis haknes beis hamid, kedushas hatayra, kedushas hamokim. And I said over for the bochim, I didn't say this over in shul, and I'm ending off with this, as man kotza. Said over, v'ashem berech ha-savron ba-koel. Ram Zokin, so you think I'm going to say over the beginning of the pasuk, Ram Zokin, as when a Zokin v'yoshib yeshiva, that's why he had everything. I don't think, what am I going to say? Zokin v'yoshib yeshiva, that's it's on that, which is true. Chazal say, v'ashem berech ha-savron ba-koel. What is Bakoil? Means Maestris. Vayitin le Maestri Mikoil. That's what Chazal said. That this whole bracha. Berech HaSavron. Vashem Berech HaSavron. Vashem Hu Beis Dinoi was Beschus HaMaestris. Why is Maestris called Bakoil? Abba Yosef, Abbas, heis Maestris Bakoil. So I think the answer is because from the Maestris, it's Doker Echesed, it's Mekadish, everything. Everything a person owns becomes Niskadish. Duch the little bit that stalker, the maestris, it has a koyach to bring kedushin to everything. The koil, the guns of Avram, there was not one thing that Avram owned that wasn't niskadish. So of course he deserves the bracha by koil, because he was mekadish. There was nothing else. Nothing else existed. That's the koyach of stalker. Kol hashkofu l'rov. Besides hashkifu m'moin kodshecha min hashemayim. It's mahapuch midas hadin when a person is noyig that way. Bishvil chalosh nikareshes, Chazal say. Bishvil chal bereshes. Bishvil chalosh nikareshes. The shalach kodesh says pshat. Bishvil chalosh nikareshes. Aitz bishvil atayrish nikareshes. What's the chil? Bishvil atayr. Make up your mind. Bishvil atayr. Bishvil chal. Which is the one? So he says, yeah, it's not a stira. Bishvil atayr. But you can't have tayr without kedusha. It's not shayach. The challah that you give off is mikadish everything else. The rest of the isa, the rest of your macholim, everything becomes kaddish from that little bit challah that you give off. Brings the kedusha to the ganze mensch, his whole olam hazeh, his whole achila. You can't have teirah unless you have kedusha. That's ilzogiba verte von hashulah kaddish. It's not a stira. Bereishis bishvil hateirah. Bereishis bishvil truma bishvil challah, because there's no teirah without the clay kibble. And the clay kibble means a mensch, a yid, was hot in sich, he has in himself kedusha. That's what the Shlach Kodesh says in the two Chazal. That's what you look a little bit in the Pesukah. That's why I was a bit so ausgefeiert, Rabbi. I have to end it already. Look in the Pesukah, you see that Avram, with all his greatness, and Eliezer's greatness, Eliezer Echon HaTalmud Chochem, Skan Beisa, he was Zokin B'Yoshe B'Yeshiva. He was a very big person, Eliezer. Moishel b'chol hashaloi means he was Moishel b'Yitzray. That's what the Sram said. Moishel b'chol hashaloi. He was a trustworthy person, else he wouldn't have sent him. And Agresig v'Avram. And Aval P.K. mit'ala Avram, the godless of Avram, the godless of Eliezer, and all that, they wish to have to be mashbiya him. Don't take an Isham ibnei Saknani. Don't take a chance. Azelcha Groysa mentioned Yitzchak and Eila to me, what's the difference, what the Shidduch is? You're so great, Yitzchak. What are you worried about? Whoever she is, you'll make her into Tzadekis. Get married to Yitzchak Avinu. It's almost an automatic deal. The first thing he said to Eliezer in the Shvur, Loi Sikach Isha Lebnei Saknan. Before he even said a word about who you should take from, the first thing he told him, the Sumera, you can't take chances. That's what I'm trying to bring it out from the Pasuk a little bit. The minion from a person has to be, he has to be a Yerechet. You leave the cell phone there. Not grace of men, Shechligin Lanin, with the cell phone doesn't make a difference. Say, I could be Oymed bin Esayin. But you know what? We're not bigger than Avram Avinu. We're not any starker than Eliezer and Avram. Avram made a shvur. Don't take Yishum ibn Yisaknan. That's the first thing, the Sumerah. He doesn't take chances. He makes a shvur. A grace of men. What can we say? What do we have to say? How stark are we? Poishim Yikashlubam. That's what it is. If a person wants to, if he wants not to be Nichshol, the Sram says one thing. You do your part. If you do your part, you know what? You don't get confronted with the Yetzirah so easily. If you make a Shmirah for yourself, I'm ending with this. I know it's late. A person who makes a Shmirah for himself, Yeshorim Daki Hashem, nothing's going to come your way. It's not going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be shaming you from a Mikshol because you did your utmost. Ve'hat HaMikshol. The end of the pasuk is the Peshaya. Thus I was gezocht. I was invited for a meeting tomorrow. They're opening up a missionary house on the Yablokov funeral home. There's a Yablokov between P and Quetin on Coney Island Avenue is the Yablokov funeral home. So the missionaries want to make it a vital funeral home, but they want to make a funeral home in Ruchnius. They want to make it a missionary center. So I was asked to come to meeting tomorrow. I don't know exactly what the meeting is about, what they could do about it. But I told the Balabatim today, if you look in the Chafetz Chaim, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, he says that if you're not knowing properly Kedushin Kovet to Shul, so Rachman Litzan, he says, it's Nepach, I won't even say it, it's Nepach to HaBeis HaVeyizah. You look in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. If you're not knowing, in that Noyik Kovet, he brings down the famous Shari Tshuva there, brings down the Rabbeinu Yaakov. Be Yaakov used to wipe the Aron Kodesh in front of with his beard, he used to wipe off in front of Aron Kodesh. He brings it down over there, the Simon from Kovet Beis HaKnesses. I said, how do we know what it means? That if you're not Noyik Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, Sinepach to Beis HaVeidazor. Who said it means the Shul itself? Maybe it means next door to you. It Verna Beis HaVeidazor. If you're not Mechabit, your own Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha. Das habe ich mir eure gewöhnt. Und, no, der Herr will helfen, wir sollen solche sein zu dem. Ich habe sein Botechnisier, ich habe sein Kovr hat Teure, der Schuss hat Teure, Schuss von der Schiurem, Mendel Tiskel Mitzvies, Schuss hat Teure, und der Chesed, der Klau Yisro does, Ligvul, soll ein Schuss von uns alle, wir sollen solche sein zu Chaim. Riches Yomim, wir schonen Teuvis mit der Bayes Buch. Okay.
Schreib, Herr Schiebe.
I'll get you.